what are you taking to your interview? Well, samples of your work, that's what. I'm Jody Phillips. It's all very well to talk up a storm in your interview, but is everything you're saying just hot air? You need to prove it. How? Well, pop in some samples of your work when you go out to interview. You've got to show them what you've done. If you're in the creative department of an ad agency, what you take, I think, is pretty obvious, right? You've got a portfolio, you take that along. Then what do you whip out if you've been in purchasing for 20 years? Well, how about those stellar reviews that said you were an over-the-top producer? And how about the award you got for generating savings, or maybe fan mail, like that letter you got from a client that said you saved his bacon, you know, you rock, that the business world would be impoverished without you. Now, a word of caution here. I once interviewed a gentleman who brought in 72 pages of documentation. I'm not kidding. Included with stuff on when he went to Boy Scouts, when he got a merit badge in a science project in grade 10. Things only his mother would care about. So how much is enough? Two or three documents that describe you at the peak of your squeak, your ultimate best, are pretty much always well received. Now, only include what is not proprietary, because I'm telling you that giving away the company's secrets is definitely not cool. Remember, an interview isn't all about you, it's all about what you can contribute. I'm Jody Phillips.